So we're holding in Klal Dalet Sif Yud, and by the Be'er Maim Chaim Sif Katan Mem Aleph. So we learned yesterday that the Chavetz Chaim Paskins that even though to say that a person is a Baal Gaiva, is arrogant, or he loses his temper, is an Issa Daraisa of Lashon Hara. Even though it's true, because the person doesn't consider himself really a Rasha because he loses his temper or because he's arrogant or whatever. He thinks, yeah, of course, it's not a nice thing to, but it's not like really a terrible thing as it actually is when a person is corrupt in his midos. So nevertheless, the Chavetz Chaim says that if there's a toeles that you want to warn your children or your talmidim not to stay next to such a person, and not to be next to such a person because you may learn from such a person, then there's a heter to tell them. However, when you tell them, you should say to them very clearly that there's an ease of Lashon Hara even to say the truth. And the reason why I'm allowed to tell you that this person is arrogant is because I don't want you to stay next to him because I'm afraid you may pick up that corrupt midah that this person has. And the Chavetz Chaim says, maybe I'll prove it to you. How can I prove this halacha? She says, maybe I'll prove it to you from the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Rabbi commanded his children not to live in Shachnitziv, because in Shachnitziv the people were cynical. And therefore, since the people were cynical, therefore, you shouldn't live there. So he says, that's not a proof, because there everybody knew that the people there were cynical. And therefore, it's not considered the Issa of Lashon Hara, because you're not considered damaging them. He says, Aval yesh lavi raya berura lezeh, he says, I can bring a clear raya from that which we learn later. You're allowed to go tell somebody that this person is trying to hurt you or trying to steal from you. Somebody said about you, you go back to Reuven, that you're a ganav. Kadesh Aideze Yishmar Shtaray. And this way, he now will be careful. He'll hold on to the shtar to make sure they don't have proof that he's correct. And there's a mitzvah then to help the guy to protect himself. So surely there's going to be a mitzvah if you're doing it, not just to prevent those people from getting a financial loss, but you're doing it that they shouldn't have a spiritual loss. And he says, Akach Matsosi came to Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says it also clearly. Ach Be'enei Atzmai, however, B'vadei Le'achzik L'Rosha. But nevertheless, even though you're telling your kids and your Talmidim, don't hang around, don't play with this guy, nevertheless, you're not allowed in your mind look at him as a Rosha. Because first of all, maybe he did tshuva. And also, even if he didn't do tshuva, you see he's constantly acting in this manner, but maybe he doesn't really think it's such an Aveira. And therefore, you're not allowed to. And as far as Alinyan Hashmiya, that's as far as I know about that. And I'm not allowed to consider this person a wicked person. He says, what about the people who hear? What about the one that I tell? Stay away from this person. Alinyan Hashmiya huka. Im hamisape hu mehemen lehem kedivrei shnei edim utarim hashomin lahachlet zebelibam. If the one who's telling him this is somebody which he trusts implicitly, no matter what the person says about anything, he will trust him 100%, which the Chavetz Chaim says is extremely rare to have such a person nowadays, then the person is allowed to actually believe that this person is arrogant. He says, Vimla, but if not, you're not allowed to, in your mind, condemn this person and say, this is an arrogant person, whatever. You're supposed to say, it's possible that this person is arrogant. It's possible this guy loses his temper and he curses when he gets upset. And therefore, it's a good idea for me to be safe and not to hang around with such a person. But it could be that the person is really a nice guy. But if it's a question, if the guy has, you know, swine flu, so I don't know if he has swine flu, I'm not going to drink from his cup. So I'm not saying he has it, but I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to expose myself. So the same thing, or rather more, the Chavetz Chaim, surely, swine flu, not such a big deal, you expose yourself. That's Hashem, after a few days, you get better. But when you expose yourself to a person who loses his temper and curses, etc., that'll have an impact on you that won't get better, even with Tamiflu, it won't help. So therefore, Such a you're allowed to warn the person, even though the person himself is not allowed to actually believe that that's so, but he can be choshesh that maybe there's something to it. So he says, okay. So then the Chafetz Chaim continues, Sif Yud Aleph. That's on page Kuftes. Nida Od. Iku Gadol Binyan Meidu. Imechad Roitzel Hachnis Aschaver Binyanim. If a person wants to do a deal with somebody, Kigoyin Lesachroy Lemlachtai. He wants to hire him. Ola Shtatifimo. He wants to become a partner. Ola Asashidachimo. He wants to do a shidduch. V'chol Chay Gavna. Any such example like that. Afilu Lo Shama Olav Ad Ata Shum Ra'a. You never heard anything negative about this person. Afil hachi mutalidroish v'lachkar etzal anoshim al mahusa v'nyanam. You're allowed to look into it. You're allowed to dig and try to find out about this person. V'af diyoch liyo shiyasapru lo genuso. Even though if you start digging, they may tell you some negative things about this person. Nevertheless, afil hachi muta. Why? Kiven de kavanosa l'tovas ansmo. He's doing it to protect himself. He doesn't want to get damaged by getting into it, by hiring a person who's a shoplifter, or by hiring a shutter who's a thief. He's going to come to Machlaikas and Chil Hashem Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, Chafetz Chaim says, you're allowed to, and we'll see soon, not only you're allowed to, but you're obligated to check into before you hire a person, before you go into a partnership. Ach, nearly, so however the Chafetz Chaim says, you have to tell the person you're asking because it's relevant for shidduch. Oh, kolinyan hishtatfus, or because you're going to become a partner with this guy, you're thinking of hiring this guy. In that case, there's not going to be a veira. The fact that he's asking is not wrong. He's not looking to bashmutz this person. He's looking to see that he shouldn't get hurt. Ach yizoher. So he says, however, you have to be careful. Still, if the person tells you something negative, you're not allowed to say, I believe it. That's what that person is. Because there's still an Isra of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Ach yizor shleyamin tshuvotze v'achlota v'vnei Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Rav der chashash be'alma lishmer satzmai. Now, as you're asking about this guy says, oh, he's a ganef, he's this, he's that. You can't assume that the truth is that he's a ganef, because you're not allowed to believe just the person says that somebody else is a ganef. That doesn't mean that he's a ganef. But you're allowed to say to yourself, I'm not going to get involved with such a person who there may be a question. Maybe he's a ganef. That's one thing. V'gam ein shum isur in neitshuvas chaveray. The name of Darval was all the favorite to see the Mitzvah. L'chayra, if I'm asking that guy, I need to know the information. But what about him? Is he being over an aver of Lashon Hara? I'm being over Lifnei Iver. I'm causing him to speak Lashon Hara. The answer is it's not. Even if he says what a miserable guy he is, he's not doing an avera. He's not trying to belittle the guy. He's just trying to help out this person. And if the reason why you're saying it is to help out the person, then it's mutter. It should be arn b'mokim. Ach hazeh de mutter min adin. Ach ma'oid yizor shlo l'gazeh misadova yoyis b'mei mikvishu yudeis b'iradova. However, the person, when he asks information, you can't exaggerate at all. V'yoyideis apratim and itzrochim l'zen, he says, look later, we'll get to it, bezaz Hashem. Ah, v'lim lo yudia l'chaveh asibas rishasai, but if you don't say why you're asking, you make yourself as if you're a stranger. You know, you're afraid he's not going to tell you the truth. So therefore, you start schmoozing around about him. And you don't say it's negeya shidduch or it's negeya this. Because maybe the guy's saying, oh, shidduch, I don't want to disturb a shidduch. I better not say the truth. So therefore, I'm not going to tell him why I'm asking. I'll just schmooze with him and see how he knocks him. He says, that you're not allowed to do. Because in that case, because now he's causing the guy to do Lashon Hara. Because that guy doesn't think it's a Toelis that he's saying. So you're causing him to do an Avera. Even if he's going to say all the truth, if he's doing it in order to protect me, then it's okay, then it's mut of him to do it. But if he's doing it because he just stopped schmoozing about what a wicked guy the other guy is, then there's no way ahead to. Even if it's not true. The only heta to say is only if it'll be a benefit for the person who's hearing it. And even though, in truth, Lamaisa, I didn't tell him why I'm doing it, why I'm asking. But I'm getting all the information, and because I heard this information, now I'm not going to go into a partnership. So in effect, he did do a good deed, so to say. He didn't think he was doing it for Tawelis. Therefore, you have to do as I say. And then the Chofetz Chaim, as Hashem will see tomorrow, is going to say, okay, that's very nice, but maybe I'm not going to get the information I need if I'm going to tell him the truth. If I'll be honest, and I say I'm calling about a shidduch, maybe you won't get the information that you need. So the bottom line is, tough luck. Right there.